Okay. Hello, dear friends. Good afternoon. Such a beautiful, beautiful afternoon. And this is a Sunday afternoon. And I went to library and borrowed some book, Word Mythology in Children's Section. I think my level is more or less kind of catching up with children's book level. So I will do some reading of it as a practice of my language skill to just pronounce it correctly and say it slowly. So I borrowed a kind of a series of these books, Mythology. I find it it's kind of neutral and it's some interesting common knowledge. And also, when I borrow a book, I choose the pretty pictures. So this one is really beautiful, beautiful masterpiece pictures. And there are some good books, but the picture is not good. This is mostly, I'm sorry for those books that with not so interesting pictures. I mean, I am too much judging book from the cover. I'm sorry for that. Anyway, if you have any good books to introduce, let me know. I will go to library to borrow it. So today we are going to read Mars. It's Greek and Roman mythology. So I borrowed from the library. Thank you very much, library, by Jason Glaser. Word mythology. So first, let's take a look at this picture. Ambroise Dubois painted this image of England's King Henry IV, King Henry IV, dressed as the war god, Mars. Mars is the war god, dressed like that. Mars. Mars was the Roman god of war. God of war, Mars. So some people go to Mars because they have the spirit of fighting. No, 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 this is out of this book. Anyway, you just want to know. I am adding up a lot of things. The Greeks called him Ares. Ares. Ancient Greeks and Romans believed that Mars caused people to fight wars. Ah, this is why there is this word, Mars, Independence Day, I think, the Hollywood movie. And whenever you think about Mars, you think about war. Ancient Greek and Romans told many stories about Mars. In some stories, Mars fought in wars. During the Trojan War, he walked through the battlefield, killing Greek soldiers. Yeah, he went to Trojan War. Well, just to think it's a mythology, you do not need to do a fact check. It might be too far away to do a fact check, right? In one battle, the goddess Minerva helped the Greek hero Diomedes attack Mars. Diomedes threw his spear at Mars. Minerva caused the spear to hit Mars in the chest. Well, Mars saw that Minerva had helped Diomedes. So Mars attacked her. Mars attacked Minerva. He ran across the battlefield with his sword raised. Minerva picked up a rock and threw at Mars. Minerva picked up a rock and threw it at Mars. The rock knocked Mars to the ground. He fell down. But he got up and continued to fight. Mars loved to fight. He could fight forever and ever and ever and ever. He just liked to fight. So here are the Roman, Greek and Roman mystical figures. So in Greek name, Aphrodite. In Roman name, Venus, goddess of love and beauty. Aphrodisiac, Venus. Greek name, Athena. I think there is an Athena insurance or something. Yes. Roman name, Minerva. It's the same, but change the name. Goddess of wisdom, Athena. Greek name, Eros. Roman name, Cupid. Mars, sun, and god of love, Cupid. I think this is Cupid, god of love. Eros, Greek name, Helios. Roman name, Sol. O solo mio, O solo mio, du 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 du. Okay, god of sun. Greek name, Hera. Hera, Hera. Roman name, Juno. Mars, mother of goddess. Mars, mother and goddess of marriage and childbirth. Greek name, Heracles, Heracles, Heracles. Roman name, Hercules. Greek hero who was Jupiter's son. Who was Jupiter's son and a rival of Mars, Hercules. Hercules. Is there a Chinese name? I kind of forgot. Greek name, Hephaestus. 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 I think Hephaestus. Hephaestus. Roman name, Vulcan. God of fire. Hephaestus. I think Hephaestus. Greek name, Poseidon. Roman name, Neptune, god of the sea. Vulcan, okay. Neptune. Poseidon, Neptune, god of the sea. Anda da si, anda da si, da di da di da di da di da di da di da da da. Okay. Greek name, Prometheus. Roman name, Prometheus. Titan who give fire to human. Prometheus, I remember so vividly. Prometheus 把火带到了人间。Prometheus. A Greek name, Zeus. Roman name, Jupiter. Cupid, Jupiter. Ruler of the gods. God of the gods. Zeus, 我想想。中文名字。宙斯 ,yes, 宙斯。宙斯。宙斯。Poseidon, I do not remember the Chinese name. Aphrodite, Hercules.Hercules, I kind of forgot it. Anyway, let's do it. About myths. Story about gods such as Mars are called myth. Ancient Greeks and the Romans told myth to explain many things. Some myths explained the course of wars. Other myths.Told about gods, heroes, and monsters. The god of war was not as important to the Greeks as he was to the Romans. The Greeks believed Ares made people angry and started fights. They felt Ares was a bully.Few Greeks liked him. Very few Greeks liked him. Yeah, Eros. They thought Eros was not Ares. They thought Ares was not good. No, not good. Instead, they worshipped Athena.Athena was the Greek name for Minerva. Minerva is Roman name. Athena is Greek name. She fought to keep order and bring peace. Athena was also wise. The Greeks thought wisdom was important. Wisdom.In that sense, I'm pretty agree with the Greek. Wisdom is important. The Romans were more warlike than the Greeks. Romans, they just fight the war. Bing, 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 bing. Yeah. The Romans had strong armies and attacked many countries.To them, the god of war was one of the most important gods. Romans believed Mars protected Rome. They also believed Mars marched into battle in front of their enemies. Walked.Jupiter and Juno. The painting Juno sheds her favor to Cassage by Eustache Eustache, le sœur. Show, Ma's mother, Juno. What a beautiful painting, right? Jupiter and Juno. Juno was the ruler of the gods. Jupiter was the ruler of the gods. Zeus, Zhou Si, he swallowed his first wife, Metis. Oh my goodness, he swallowed while she was pregnant. Metis did not die. She was immortal. She could never die. She was immortal. Jupiter only trapped her inside his body. He wanted to keep Metis from getting pregnant again. Yeah, he just, if Jupiter did not want his wife not get pregnant, just swallowed her. One day, Jupiter had a bad headache. Jupiter asked the Titan Prometheus to split his head open with an axe. Then they could not see what was causing the headache. He had headache and he cut it open so he could see what was going on. When Prometheus did as he was asked, Minerva leaped out of Jupiter's head. Minerva was Jupiter and Metis' daughter. Minerva jumped out. So Jupiter swallowed his wife and he got a headache. Of course, when you swallow your wife who is alive in your body. Yeah. So he had a headache and he cut it open and opened up. Boom! There jumped out a beautiful young lady whose name was Minerva, and Asina, actually, in Greek name. Minerva jumped out, and so Minerva was the daughter of Jupiter and Metis. Jupiter was married to the goddess Juno when Minerva was born. I think this was his second wife or third. Juno was angry that Jupiter had a child without her. Yeah, it's kind of jealous. She wanted to have a child without him. Well, so you have a child without me. Now I'm gonna have a child without you. Fair enough. So Juno asked the goddess Flora to bring her a magical flower. Just a magical flower. The flower made Juno pregnant with Mars. You do not need to have a husband. You just need to have a magical flower and you can have a baby. Juno's anger towards Jupiter was passed onto Mars. Mars was always angry. Most other gods stayed away from him. So it's kind of a broken family. Jupiter and his wife, they are not getting along very well. So family abuse, family bully, family violence, or family, anyways, family not good relation. Then they had a baby without even without having a dad. The baby came to this world and because of the bad family history, always fighting. So he was born an angry boy. So he always wanted to fight, fight this, fight that. And his life is all about fighting, fighting anything. It just fight. It does not have to be a reason. It just fights. Mars and Venus. Okay, in this ancient Roman sculpture, Mars is shown with Venus and his son, Cupid. Mars, Venus, and the little boy, Cupid. That's such a wonderful sculpture. Mars and Venus. Venus was the goddess of love and beauty. Yeah, there are a lot of paintings about this and artworks of Venus. Venus的诞生, yeah, I think there was a beautiful painting by Botticelli. I think it's Botticelli, right? The birth of Venus with the foam, with the sea foam, which is the something of his dad. Venus was the goddess of love and beauty. She loved Mars. Wow, she's such a kind person, right? And Mars was always fighting, boom, 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 here and there. Venus and Mars often spent time together, but they had to keep their love a secret. Venus was married to the god Vulcan, volcano. Oh, wow, this is a kind of a third person, right? That's, even in ancient time, people have all kinds of a living habit that let us inherit. Mars asked a boy named Electrion. Mars asked a boy named Electrion to help him. Electrion made a noise to warn Mars whenever anyone might see him with Venus. So Electrion was kind of a spy or kind of a 监听的, a person who take care of another person's, who take care of this liaison. But one night, Electrion fell asleep. In the morning, the sun god Sol saw Mars and Venus together. Sol told the other gods about Mars and Venus. Their guardian angel, not really a guardian angel, their little information provider, Electrion, fell asleep. It's like a power outage, so your your alarm clock didn't ring. Anyway, so he fell asleep. He didn't notice there are other people saw him. And then the news of the two of them getting extramarital relationship was spread all over. Mars was angry with Alectryon. Yeah, of course, if your bodyguard or something didn't do the job, you will be happy. Mars was angry with Alectryon. Mars turned Alectryon into a rooster. Oh. As a rooster, Alectryon crowded whenever he saw the sunrise. Crowed whenever he saw the sunrise. Alectryon crowed whenever he saw the sunrise. Ancient Greeks and Romans told this myth to explain why roosters crow at the sun in the morning. Whenever he see the sun, he crows. Because of the history, right? Mars and Venus had many children together. Two of their children were warriors named Panic and Fear. Their son, Cupid, was the god of love. So Cupid also always with a bow and arrow, Chubitur. So whenever you do a painting, you do elementary school, not elementary school, you do a wedding gift or something, you have a heart and you had a little Cupid with a bow and arrow and with wings. Yeah. So Panic and Fear, it's phobos and fear is demos, phobos and where did I see it? Oh, it's at the end. At the end. Panic and fear. Why did I see this phobo? Oh, it's in another book. I think in Zeus. Almost the same. Athena, Apollo. Where did I see the Phobos and Poseidon? That's so strange. I have seen it somewhere. Mars and Venus discord. The Trojan War, Mars and Hercules, Mars and Neptune, mythology today, Titan, Trojan, immortal, revenge. Pain. Fubu and Zeus, god of fire, god of war, god of wisdom. Okay, when we least want it, we will find it. I am pretty sure. Okay. So, Fobo and Dionysus or something. Okay. Discourse, trick, discord. Let me find, what is discord? Now we are discord, 不和谐服务器, discord, server, because discord is quite a la mode in gaming and something. Discourse, trick. In the judgment of Paris by Sandro Botticelli. Yes, so the Botticelli, birth of Botticelli is very much like, this must be Venus, I think. Paris, right? Hold discourse, golden apple. Discourse, golden apple. Juno, left. Minerva, center. And Venus, yeah. And Venus, center right, yes. So this is Venus, and Botticelli always painted Venus like this. Yeah. Wait for Paris to decide who gets the apple. The three of them in line. Apple will be distributed or will be given by Paris. I think who played Paris in a movie, I forgot what is the name of the movie, must be Joaquin Phoenix played Paris in what movie, I forgot, yeah. He played, must be with the Australian actor. Australian actor. And that Australian actor played A Beautiful Mind, Nash Theorem, the mathematician. Oh gosh, what is his name? I forgot. A Beautiful Mind. Let me find it. A Beautiful Mind. Beautiful Mind. Nobel Prize Laureate Nash. A Beautiful Mind. Oh, Russell Crowe played. Russell Crowe played. What is that, a Greek fighting movie? It's just not there. Russell Crowe, let me see what other movie he has played. A Gladiator. Okay. Anyway, I'm sorry that for that big noise, discourse, trick. Mars had a sister named Discord. Discord is Mars' sister. Mars was a fighting guy. Discord is an incoherent, inconsistent, I think, Discord. She liked to cause trouble. She liked to cause trouble and play tricks on the other gods. Kind of makes sense. Discord. Yes, Discord is about it. Discord once threw a gold apple at the feet of Juno, Minerva, and Venus. This is a female Discord. No, this is Paris. This is Paris. Paris is a male figure. At the feet of Juno, Minerva, and Venus, Discord said the apple belonged to the goddess who was the most beautiful. Juno, Minerva, and Venus argued over the apple. Each goddess thought she should get the apple. I am so beautiful. Why not me? Yeah. Jupiter asked a Trojan prince named Paris to settle the argument between the goddesses. Each goddess offered Paris a gift if he gave her the apple. Venus' gift was Helen, the most beautiful woman in the world. The most beautiful woman in the world. Oh my goodness, I did not even look at it and I read the same. Yes, Paris gave the apple to Venus. So if you want to bribe, you do not bribe with money, with a car, with a rocket, with an online store. You bribe with the most beautiful woman. I am not saying anything. I'm reading history, okay? Yeah. Don't judge me. Judge history. Helen was already married to the king of Sparta. Yeah, Sparta. Yeah, that is Gladiator Russell Crowe played. Helen was already married to the king of Sparta, Greece. His name was Menelaus, Menelaus. The Trojan War began when he led a Greek army to Troy to take Helen back from Paris. So you have to. Woman has right in history, and woman is really the history maker, shaker, and mover. And because of Helen, because of a woman, there is a war. So how important is woman, right? Yeah. Many gods were involved in the war. Juno and Minerva helped Greek army. Venus helped Paris and the Trojan because Mars loved Venus. He also helped the Trojan. So because Mars loved Venus, Venus support Trojan, so Mars fight for Trojan. Yeah. Kind of makes sense. Your girlfriend love someone, you fight for it. Your girlfriend's house need to make a kitchen, so you spend your weekend to do the construction, right? Kind of makes sense. Okay, the Trojan War. Charles de la Force painted Romulus and Remus, Romulus and Remus, Miss say that these twin sons of Mars were raised by a wolf. Oh, a twin son raised by a wolf. The Trojan War. During the Trojan War, Mars made the Trojan army very strong. Mars had his sons, Panic and Fear, and his nephew, Strife, make the Trojan soldiers fight hard. Mars also fought beside Hector, one of the Trojan leaders. Juno asked Jupiter to force Mars away from the battle. Jupiter then sent Minerva to fight Mars. Minerva was a skilled fighter and never lost a war. Athena, goddess of war, of course, never lost a battle. While Mars was busy fighting Minerva, the Greeks defeated the Trojans. They burned the city of Troy to the ground. Oh, the Greeks, they were brutal. Venus helped the Trojan prince Aeneas escape from Troy. Venus was Aeneas' mother. Aeneas sailed from Troy to Italy. There he found the city of Alba Longa. Alba Longa. Rhea Silva was one of Aeneas' descendants. Rhea Silva and Mars had twin sons named Romulus and Remus. Myth said that Romulus found the city of Rome. Complicate, huh? Just too many things at the same time. Mars and Hercules. Hercules, center left, battle Cronos, center right. Hercules and Cronos. On these ancient Greek ways, Greek decorate everyday item like vase, cup, and bowls with scene from myths. Yeah. You go to any museum, almost any ancient museum, they have this kind of painting. And I can find something in Stanford Museum, the center, Cantor Art Center also. Mars and Hercules. Jupiter's son Hercules was the strongest person on Earth, 大力士 Hercules. Hercules and Mars often argued and fought. They were rivals. Hercules killed several of Mars' children. Mars was the father of female warriors called Amazons. So the Amazon owner had to leave the earth to outer space, to go to the moon, to go to other places. We know it. It's a fact, right? Yeah, okay. The Amazon's leader was Hippolyta. Mars gave Hippolyta a golden belt. Mars give the daughter a golden belt. One day, Hercules visited the Amazons in search of the belt. He killed Ebolada to get the belt. The Amazon's leader. Mm-hmm. Mars' son, Cronos, Cygnus started a fight with Hercules. Mars' son, Cygnus, with Hercules. Hercules easily killed Cygnus. Angered by his son's death, Mars attacked Hercules. Jupiter stopped the fight, but Mars promised to get revenge. Mars attacked Hercules many times, but Hercules was a skilled fighter and as strong as Mars. In one fight, Hercules beat Mars so badly that Mars could not get home. Mars, some panic and fear, had to carry him to Mount Olympus in Greece. In Myths, Mount Olympus was the home of the gods. So Mars could not go back home, and he fought with Hercules and could not go back home because he was failed in that. He was defeated, and his son took him to the mountain. Mars and Neptune. Gosh, this book is pretty long. Okay. Mars and Neptune. Paolo Veronis. Veronis painted Mars and Neptune. Mars is on the left and Neptune is to the right. Mars and Neptune. This must be Cupid, right? Looks like. Mars and Cupid. Neptune was the god of the sea. He had a son named Halirosius. Halirosius loved Mars' daughter Alcippe. When Halirosius tried to catch Alcippe, Mars killed him. You want to get my daughter? That's the end of your life. Done. Done deal. Neptune thought Mars should be punished for his action. Neptune was not happy. Yeah. My son was killed by you. That's not cool, not okay. But he was not strong enough to punish Mars alone. So Neptune called the other gods together. He asked them to punish Mars for killing his son. The gods met on a hill to hold a trial. Myth said that this meeting was the first murder trial. It was the first murder trial. Neptune argued why Mars should be punished. Mars argued that he had a good reason to kill Halirosius. Mars said he was protecting Alcippe. The gods agreed with Mars and did not punish him. Yeah, you get my daughter, I'm gonna kill you, and that is not a crime. That's the conclusion from that one. Not my opinion, okay? I did not have any opinion on this. The hill where the gods meet was named Areopagus. Areopagus. Areopagus means hill of Ares. People from the Greek city of Assen once held all murder trial on this hill. Wow. Mythology today. People compete in martial arts such as Taekwondo. Mars, right, is the fourth planet from the sun. Shui Jin Di Huo. Yeah, it's just next to the sun, a little bit colder than the sun. Shui Jin, Jin Venus is on this. Okay, mythology today. Ancient Greeks and Romans named many things after gods. The Roman called all ways of fighting martial arts after Mars. Martial arts. Modern types of martial arts. Mars. Martial. Right? Martial arts include Taekwondo, Karate, Wushu, Kung Fu, and wrestling. Yeah, all these. The Romans considered Mars a god of agriculture as well as god of war. They named the months of March after Mars because they plant their crops in March. Romans also prepared to go to war in March. So in March, we plant seed. In March, we go to war. And when you go to war, you have no people to plant seed. When you plant seed, you have no people to go to war. Kind of a dilemma, right? The paradox. Paradox. Many objects in our solar system have Greek name and Roman names. The fourth planet from the sun is called Mars. The Greeks call it Ares because they thought it looked blood red. The planet Mars has two moons, which are named Phobos and Deimos. Yes, Phobos and Deimos. Yeah, this is a phobia. Phobia and demons. Deimos, Deimos. The names are the Greek name for Mars sun, panic, phobia, panic, I guess. Phobos, panic and fear. People no longer believe that Greek and Roman myths are true. People now study myths. Myths help show what people believed a long time ago. Myths also entertain people. They are exciting stories about gods, heroes, and monsters. That is it. Trojan, a person from the ancient city of Troy, or having to do with the city of Troy, such as the Trojan War. Wisdom, knowledge, and good judgment. Ancient, having lived a long time ago. Descendants, a person's children and a family member born after those children. Immortal, able to live forever. Ancient Greeks and Romans believed the gods were immortal. Semigod is kind of immortal or not immortal. Revenge, an action taken to cause harm to someone who has caused harm to you or someone you care about. Rival, someone whom a person compete against. Titan, any one of the giants who ruled the world before the gods on Mount Olympus. Trial, the act of finding out if someone is guilty or not guilty in a criminal case. Mars was put on trial for killing Neptune's son. there is a trial for Socrates, I think. Sugalati. Oh. Sugalati. Let me see. Yeah, there is a trial of Socrates. Yeah. It's another story. Okay, thank you very, very, very much. Bye bye, food.